The Honorable Supreme Court of the State of Nebraska is now open for the transaction of business. Draw nigh, all ye having business with this honorable court, and ye shall be heard. God save the state of Nebraska and this honorable court.
Thank you. Those of you who are standing may be seated. And good morning to everyone on WebEx or otherwise. We appreciate having everybody here this morning. And we have three cases we're going to do on WebEx. The first one is In Re Guardianship First one is State versus Dalton. Still wrong case. First one is State versus Chapman. The second one is State versus Herb. And the third one is State versus, I will pronounce this Canelli, but you can correct me, counsel, if I'm wrong with that. So we will begin with State versus Chapman. Justice Frydenberg is recused from this matter, and let me make sure everybody is here. Mr. Yeager, are you here?
I am, Judge.
Thank you. Ms. Osborne, are you here?
I am, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And yesterday we introduced ourselves, and I think that's probably the right thing to do again today. I'm Mike Hevigan. I'm Chief Justice, and we do this by seniority of service on the bench. So, Justice Miller-Lerman.
Justice Miller-Lerman here by way of WebEx. Good morning.
William Castle. Good morning.
Stephanie Stacy.
Jeff Funk.
Jonathan Papik.
I believe that's everybody for our first argument of the day, which again is State versus Chapman. And with that, Mr. Yeager, you may proceed.
May it please the court. Mr. Chapman was notified that there was a criminal charge filed against him on April 24th of 2019. When he was arrested on the warrant. The problem for the state in this case is that the charge was filed in 2017. The Attorney General agrees with me that the state's offer of proof at hearing on the defendant's motion for absolute discharge was insufficient to prove notice. The state also agrees that the basis upon which the county and district courts based their findings of excludable time were erroneous and not supported by law. Consequently, under clearly established law, going back to 1982 in State v. Beck, then continuing through State v. Groves in 1991 and State v. Richter in 1992, the only correct ruling in this case was dismissal. Now, the state has asked the court to remand with instructions to reassess the evidence. I suppose that could be done in a couple different ways. I'd like to address a couple of the options. I'm not saying the state's necessarily requested this, but I want to make sure it's said. If the remand would be with instructions to reassess the evidence, as in allow additional presentation of evidence, that would only make sense if the court and the litigants were somehow innocently ignorant of the correct state of the law. They were not. The appellant vigorously argued at hearing the need to hold the state to its burden and that adequate proof of notice was required. Neither the court nor the state agreed. The state put on evidence. It believed that the evidence was sufficient as it understood the law. Its understanding was incorrect. If this court was to restate the law as previously established and then remand it with an allowance for the state to present additional evidence, that would offend all notions of due process. Now, on page 12 of the brief of appellee, the state clarified that it only wished for the remand to allow for the County Court to supplement its findings. Oh my.
We should suspend the time.
How did we lose it?
It appeared that he recognized that there was something.
Well, I'm back. Can anyone hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
I would have liked that to have been a mic drop, but I'll just try to continue.
Well, in any event, the clock did stop.
Oh, I do appreciate that. I'll get to it. I'm sorry.
We're talking about page 12 of the appellate.
Right. The state clarified that it only wished for the remand to allow the court to supplement its findings with regard to the issue of notice. The parties are not in disagreement about what the law is. The law is clear that legal notice is required. The county attorney that handled this case was presumptively on notice of the state of the law. Yet no evidence of notice beyond a first class letter and the issuance of the warrant was submitted by the state.
Isn't that the state's argument, though, that what's needed to happen is for the trial court to make a finding as to whether the first class, the letter sent by first class mail provided Mr. Chapman with actual notice?
I believe that was their argument that is their argument, but I believe that whether that's sufficient has been decided by this court. Those specific pieces of evidence were a part of the record in State v. Richter, and this court specifically said that was insufficient to show notice. So the record is complete with regard to all evidence that would potentially prove notice. And the law is settled on that issue. There's no additional finding that could be made by the county court that wouldn't offend reality of the record before it. And because that's already been decided, I can't see how the county court's reassessment would change anything about that.
About Richter would preclude the county court from finding on remand that the letter sent by first class mail provided Mr. Chapman with actual notice that there was an arraignment scheduled in April of 2017.
Well, Richter involved a letter being mailed to the defendant, and that apparently wasn't sufficient in that case. There were other things in Richter that could have amounted to notice. In Richter, there was a piece of evidence where a court staff member had spoke with him while the case was pending and had mentioned that there was this case, and he did nothing about it. But the court in that case found that to not necessarily be proof of notice either. I think that the Richter case stands for the proposition that legal notice is a clearly defined set of options for the state. The Richter does a nice job of setting out what those are. It points to the statute 29425 and says that citations may be served by an arrest warrant, by the same manner as summons in a civil action, by certified mail. And then if you look in the summons by a civil action, you have your options of personal service, residential service, certified mail, or designated delivery service. The county court in this case seemed to be concerned or frustrated that or see that the only option was to arrest every person. I believe that that's an overstatement. I believe that Richter tells us that, or that opinion shows to us that there are several different ways for the state to put a person on legal notice, and it does not include first class mail. There's no area of law that I know of when an attorney is not involved where first class mail is sufficient to show presumptive notice. I'm sure somebody will let me know if I'm wrong about that. But I think it's interesting in this case when the warrant was issued, the first county judge in this case specifically looked at the address that the state had mailed this letter to and said, this is a hotel. I don't believe it would matter whether it was a house or an apartment or a hotel. But I think that just stands for the proposition of how unreliable first class mail is. Additionally, Mr. Chapman, at his eventual first appearance, provided an address to the court, and it was not the same address as was on the first class letter. Now, the legislature has had opportunities to change the law. Oh, I'm sorry. I've run out of time. I do appreciate this, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Osborne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Judge. May it please the court? I'm Jordan Osborne, Assistant Attorney General, representing the state of Nebraska, the appellee. And this is a statutory speedy trial case where the district court affirmed the county court's order overruling Chapman's motion for absolute discharge. In doing so, the district court affirmed the county court's finding that the existence of a warrant alone holds speedy trial under 29-1207-4D for a defendant's absence or unavailability from court. And the state concedes that this legal finding is incorrect. And it's in conflict with established case law in Nebraska, which generally provides that provides for a notice requirement to toll statutory speedy trial when a defendant later fails to appear. Just the existence of a warrant alone does not toll speedy trial. The only exception to the notice requirement that was discussed in State versus Richter is that under certain circumstances, the period during which a warrant is pending can be excludable as to an unnotified defendant who has failed to appear if diligent efforts to secure his or her presence by the service of an arrest warrant have been tried and failed. The district and county court's conclusion that the period during which a warrant is pending can be excludable as to an unnotified defendant is only true when the state presents evidence at the motion for discharge hearing as to the diligent efforts that were made to secure service of the arrest warrant. And the state concedes.
Counsel, what finding do you think the county court could make based on the existing record and without additional evidence that would draw light on this or enable the state to possibly prevail?
Your Honor, I would, assuming that there are sufficient factual findings made by the trial court in this case for meaningful appellate review, which is the reason why the state suggested the remand, because this court has made it clear that it is unequivocally required that specific findings regarding the statutorily excludable periods under 29-1207 be stated by the trial court. Assuming that those factual findings were made, that what was said was sufficient for appellate review, the state would would agree that the evidence is lacking in this case for notice. The bottom line here is that Richter says that the state has to present evidence at the discharge hearing that the defendant knew about the hearing for which he failed to appear, absent diligent efforts. And using the evidence that has already been presented at the discharge hearing, that evidence is lacking. And before I get into the specifics of why that is, I do want to make one comment that's in response to appellant's argument. Appellant argues that Richter requires a certain type of notice, whether that's notice for the initial charges or that's just a notice of hearing for some later court hearing. And that assertion is that the notice of hearing must comply with citation service. And the state disagrees with that assertion. And the state did not get into this analysis in its brief in this particular case, but suffice it to say that the only reason that Richter discusses citation service is because in Richter, the state attempted to serve a citation, not a letter, but they did it in a way that was not authorized by statute. 29.425 is the citation statute, and it requires that citations be served in a particular way. In Richter, what they did is they put a citation in an envelope and sent it in the regular mail, which is not permitted under Nebraska statutes. So the court clearly found in that case that you tried to serve a statute and you didn't do it properly.
If we were to remand, what factual finding could the county court make that would result in excludable time such that there's not a speedy trial problem?
Well, the state, as I said, I think the state concedes that I don't believe that there was sufficient evidence to find notice based on what was already.
If we're remanding, what is the county court going to decide?
Well, I think if it's remanded, the county court would be deciding the factual findings that it must decide in order for an appellate court to review factual findings for clear error. There have to be factual findings to review.
Would that necessarily require further evidence?
The state would not expect there to be further evidence. In fact, I think it's clear in the brief that what the trial court would be doing is reviewing the evidence that was already presented. And ultimately, the state's analysis of that evidence would be that they would need to come to a finding that there's not sufficient notice. There just isn't a preponderance of the evidence of Chapman actually knowing that he had a hearing.
Let me ask this in a different way. Can this court make that calculation without remanding the case to the county court?
Well, I'm not aware that of a case where this court has said that they can do that. In Williams and in Lentz, the court made it clear that this court unequivocally requires factual findings. It seems counter. How is an appellate court to review factual findings for clear error when there are no factual findings to review on the issue of notice? Now, that being said, if this court were to find that there are sufficient factual findings in the record as to notice that you can review for clear error, then, as I stated before, the state's position is that the evidence is lacking as to preponderance of the evidence for notice.
As I hear your argument, you are agreeing, perhaps reluctantly, but agreeing with your opponent that no matter how we look at the evidence that's already in the record, there is no reasonable way that a fact finder could make findings of fact that would justify the state prevailing.
Unfortunately, yes. The state at the discharge hearing could have presented possibly additional evidence that would have led to a presumption of mailing, for example, which a presumption of mailing is that a letter properly addressed, stamped, and mailed raises a presumption that the letter reached the addressee in the usual course of the mails, which would be, if the state had presented such evidence, would be sufficient for a trier of fact, if they believed that that was sufficient for preponderance of the evidence, assuming there was no rebuttal or evidence rebutting that presumption, that would be sufficient to show notice. And that's where I was getting to in appellant's argument that that their claim that notice must be provided by what's allowed by citation service, personal service, residential service, certified mail, that's not correct. And in Richter, the court specifically stated that the record discloses that the state failed to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that Richter was ever served with the citation requiring his appearance in court, or that Richter otherwise had notice of the required court appearance. The otherwise had notice language means that this court has taken the position that there are other proper ways of notifying a defendant beyond citation service. And so
but you're not arguing that there's evidence that would support such a factual finding here.
In this particular case, the county attorney did not present enough evidence at the discharge hearing for a court to make that finding in our assessment.
Would we be remanding for the state to fall on its sword in the county court and say, there isn't enough evidence for you to make factual findings that would result in excludable time, but we nonetheless need you to make these factual findings?
Yeah, essentially it's a procedural question of, can an appellate court review findings for clear error when there are no findings to review on the notice issue? And that's the reason why the suggestion of remand was provided. If this court disagrees and believes there are factual findings that it can review, then a remand would not be required. But essentially the position of the state is that, unfortunately, there was a lack of evidence in this case, and that's a factual issue. It's really not a legal issue as to this particular case.
Isn't the purpose of factual findings to determine how the court that heard and saw the witnesses viewed the evidence in a particular way, one way or the other? And if the state concedes that no matter how one looks at the evidence that was actually presented in the county court in this case, no reasonable fact finder could have found in favor of the state, why would we remand?
Well, if the court believes that that can be done by an appellate court, then I would not necessarily disagree. In this case, there were no witnesses. What was offered by the state, I believe, was, I think, 8 exhibits. And so everything that was presented was all documentary evidence. It was documents. There were no witnesses that testified, unfortunately, because had a witness testified, maybe we would be making a different argument here.
Yes.
But
thank you.
Unless there are any further questions, I believe that's all the time I have.
Very good. Thank you very much. Do we have any time for rebuttal?
Yes, Your Honor, 1 minute and 54 seconds.
1 minute and 54 seconds, Mr. Yeager.
May it please the court. Judge Castle took the words out of my mouth. That question he asked is exactly the rhetorical question I would have asked related to the issue of remand. So I'll just leave it at that. I guess the disagreement that the appellee is pointing out with regard to what Richter says is maybe semantics. Richter did not actually, and I had a quick look at it, it did not involve an allegation that a letter was sent by U.S. mail. In fact, the state put on evidence that a citation had been served by U.S. mail. So I believe the evidence in that case would be, I don't know exactly why that would make a difference. The main point is that U.S. mail is insufficient to show notice in this context, whether it be a citation or letter, is my contention. I think the state quibbles with me on whether or not it matters if it's a letter or a citation, but I don't think it matters.
Assuming you're wrong about the law on the distinction, in this case, does it make a difference?
No, I couldn't imagine why. I don't think there's anything, there's not one piece of evidence within the record that shows that Mr. Chapman knew that a case had been filed against him until he got arrested.
And you agree that there's nothing in this record that could permit this court to offer a meaningful relief?
I would agree.
Other than the remand, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I mean, we're asking for remand with instruction to dismiss. I think it'd be a extreme lack of judicial resources to remand with a requirement to rehear this case, because I believe it's all in the record. That's all my time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The